This is KMBA News. I'm Tripp Krause. One of Alaska's largest gold mines seeks to extend its life by a decade. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, the Kensington Mine is one of Southeast Alaska's biggest private employers.
The Kensington Gold Mine is located 45 air miles north of Juneau in the Tongass National Forest of Alaska.
This video by Chicago-based Core Mining gives an overview of its expansion plan to keep the Kensington Mine open through 2034.
The mine was originally designed for 10-year mine life, and we've exceeded that.
That's General Manager Mark Kiesling at Kensington's office in Juneau.
And so, yeah, in 2024, we'll be out of tailing storage facility unless we do something different. And somewhere in 2022, we'll need additional places for waste rock.
It's applied to the U.S. Forest Service to increase its footprint in the Tongass by 150 acres. That would expand three existing waste rock storage sites and add a fourth to boost overall capacity by about 5 million tons. Kensington Mine employs nearly 400 people, with more than 40% living in Southeast.
We hope to stick around in the community. We plan to stick around, and through drilling and through continued exploration, we hope to find the additional reserves and keep people here in Southeast Alaska employed and working at Kensington Mine.
The mine's underground. After gold is extracted, the leftover mine waste, known as tailings, are kept underwater in Lower Slate Lake. The lake appears on company maps as a tailings treatment facility. That's through a legal precedent set in 2009 by the U.S. Supreme Court, allowing mine waste to be submerged in inland waters. But since the mine's now running out of space, the lake's dam needs to be raised by 36 feet. Critics like Guy Archibald say climate research projects heavier rainfall. He's worried waste could spill over into nearby streams.
What we used to call 200-year storm events are happening at a weekly or monthly basis nowadays.
He's a staff scientist of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, one of the environmental groups that unsuccessfully fought court battles to keep Lower Slate Lake from being used as a tailings pond.
They're not considering global climate change. They're not taking the precautionary steps to prevent a catastrophic failure of that dam, given a 300% increase in precipitation, which is what is projected in some of these climate models.
But Kiesling says concerns like these will be addressed in the mine's environmental impact statement to come.
These are things that we'll consider as we go through the scoping process and as we go through the permitting process. So nothing is finalized yet, and as we go through the scoping process, we take these things into consideration.
There's a sister lake next to the tailings pond. Mine waste is kept out of Upper Slate Lake, but the mine's closure plan calls on eventually combining the two. Kiesling says once the tailings pond meets water quality standards acceptable to regulators,
then we would allow the lake to rise. It would be 28 feet up above the tailings, and we'd allow those two lakes to merge. And then it would just become one large lake.
But that wouldn't be until well after the mine shuts down for good. Kensington's proposed expansion plan is out for public review. The Forest Service is taking public comment through November 7th. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Tripp Krause.